Aroland First Nation Chief Sonny Gagnon said the signing of a Ring of Fire and Community Road Agreement with the Ontario government makes good on a pledge he and former Marten Falls Chief Eli Muniz made more than a decade ago. After coming to terms this week with the province on a much-anticipated landmark development agreement, Gagnon paid homage to Muniz in recalling those early discussions that they were prepared to build a northern access road of their own, with or without government assistance. His wishes are coming to fruition, said Gagnon of the ailing leader who is at home witnessing the historic agreement. This is all about moving forward, said Gagnon at a January 28 Queen's Park press conference on the Shared Prosperity Agreement. The deal with the province triggers the release of a more than $90 million funding package for regional power transmission line planning and local infrastructure projects. Specifically, the road deal addresses upgrades to be made to the Anaconda and Painter Lake roads, two existing roads on the path to the proposed corridor to the Ring of Fire. This is an especially big win for Premier Doug Ford to open up the Ring of Fire to the mining of critical minerals. The Aroland Greenstone area has been promoted by the province as the gateway to the Ring of Fire. It's a vital junction to move mined minerals, transported south by truck, from the Ring of Fire mineral belt, to a transshipment point for shipment by rail to processing plants. The government staged the news conference just hours before Ford headed to the Lieutenant Governor's office to dissolve the legislature and call an election for February 27. Aroland was cutting it close as well, the community having only ratified the agreement last Sunday. "We got it done," said Ford, who was pleased to secure First Nation support along the entire length of a proposed north-south industry and community access road network. Two Indigenous communities to the north, Marten Falls and Webeke, are development partners on their respective segments of the road network that falls within their traditional territory. Connecting the remote communities to the provincial highway network, Ford said, will improve access to everyday essentials that we take for granted like food, fuel and healthcare. Getting a road agreement done with Aroland was a priority issue for Ford, who made three trips to the area in 2024 to deliver skills training dollars, investment in a commercial plaza, and upgrades to roads in the Greenstone area. This agreement earmarks $70 million for design planning of the route of a power transmission line from Greenstone North to the remote communities along to path to the Ring of Fire. The communities are dependent on locally generated diesel power. It will connect them to the Ontario power grid for the first time. About $20 million will go toward various area infrastructure projects that will boost business development and community well-being ahead of any mine development. A further $2.27 million is for a comprehensive community plan for Aroland to support business and social well-being. As a development partner, Aroland will be eligible to benefit from resource revenue sharing derived from forestry and mining operations in the region and will take a seat in a road advisory body to support new construction and upgrades to existing roads. The funding positions Aroland Greenstone as an emerging service and supply hub to industry and communities in proximity to the James Bay Mineral Belt. Ford and Indigenous Affairs Minister Greg Rickford said securing First Nation partnerships and building legacy infrastructure will attract investment, create more jobs for First Nations, and unlock Ontario's critical minerals potential. Gagnon responded he was overwhelmed by what's happening and excited about the opportunities ahead for his community to be involved in the construction, to educate young people, and to tackle community drug issues. During negotiations, Gagnon said he placed great weight on funding to enable community members to obtain the necessary skills to participate in the construction of a road to Marten Falls and, in the big picture, achieve a measure of community sustainability. Marten Falls will be very happy that we'll be building their all-weather road to their community. Since making a handshake agreement with Gagnon last March, Ford said he's worked closely with the chief for several months to get a deal done. He expressed admiration for Gagnon's concern for the well-being of his community members, calling him an honorable man. An Ontario government news release said Aroland has expressed an interest in being a proponent for a Ring of Fire material handling transload facility and a possible host community for a smelter. But when it comes to future industrial development pertaining to the Ring of Fire, Gagnon cautioned that's a conversation for another day. I've been asked many times, are you giving our resources away? I keep telling them, this is only for the Marten Falls Road, this agreement. Ring of Fire will come, when the time comes. No timelines were presented today on the start of road construction. Wailu Canada, the more advanced mine developer in the Ring of Fire, has stated it wants to start construction of its Eagle's Nest nickel mine in 2027, coinciding with the groundbreaking of the North-South Road. The road agreement is already getting an appreciative nod from Wailu. In an emailed response, Wailu Canada CEO Kristen Straub congratulated Chief Gagnon and the provincial government for reaching this landmark agreement. The road upgrades and investment in infrastructure and energy transmission are important steps towards building long-term prosperity for Auroland First Nation in Northern Ontario. Priya Tandon, president of the Ontario Mining Association, welcomes any initiative that recognizes the partnership role that Indigenous communities must play in mine and infrastructure development. Respectful, mutually beneficial relationships with Indigenous communities are crucial to the Ontario mining industry.